Hello skiers, this is Johnny B for AltaCam.com. Today I'll be talking to professional free skier, Chris Collins. How's it going, Chris?
It's going good, Johnny B. How's it going with you, man?
Good to see you. Thanks for taking the time out.
My pleasure.
Chris, tell us where you came from, how you came to Alta.
Well, let's see. I grew up in Oregon, Baker City, Oregon, and through the process of just kind of going to school and looking for a better place to ski, I ended up moving out to Alta. I kind of followed my brother Matt out here. He moved out, let me see, it was 7 seasons ago now, so it's starting to feel like a veteran.
Yeah, you've been here for quite a while. What was the lure to Alta besides your brother? What got you to come here? What was the decision?
Well, I came out and visited him 1 year over spring break. I was going to school in Ashland, Oregon, southern Oregon, and I really had no idea just how sick the terrain was here. You know, I was kind of thinking I'd move to Jackson Hole or Whistler or, you know, there are a couple other places that I was thinking about, you know, Squaw, maybe Tahoe, but I'd really never seen Utah before. And coming out here and riding Alta during, I guess it was late March or something like that, whenever spring break is, and just seeing the mountain, and there was a ton of snow that year, and it was just awesome. I was hooked, you know, I knew I was coming back.
So the terrain and the powder got you to come here.
Yeah, pretty much like to ski big mountains and catch air, you know, and there's just an abundance of that here, and could see it right away.
This is true. And where did you work when you first came here?
I got a job at the Peruvian Lodge up in the town of Alta.
I did
the night audit, which was pretty cool because I worked all night and then pretty much had every day free to ski, you know, if I wasn't too tired. So could usually get a little sleep at night after work and then wake up, you know, or look out the window, I guess, and see how much it was snowing. And if it was good, go out. And if not, catch a few more hours of sleep.
I see. Did you get much sleep during work?
A few hours here and there.
Nice. You know, you've had you're known as Captain Big, if I'm not mistaken. How do you bust a double backflip? Like, take us through that.
Well, you start by doing a lot of single backflips, I guess. You know, I was lucky enough, my parents bought me a trampoline when I was like in sixth grade, so that helped a lot. You know, you build up slowly, go to the diving boards a lot and practice in all kinds of places, but with the double backflip, say, you know, it's just a matter of throwing it a little harder and being aware of where you are in the air, you know, and all that just comes from experience from doing it. You know, the first couple times you do it, you're not going to know where the hell you are in the air, but after you've done it a couple times, you know, you start to see the ground coming and stuff, so it's just a matter of counting to two.
I see. I guess there was a time, you know, a few years back, I heard a story about how you did a double backflip over Ono, who was standing on a cat track. Tell us about that. Is that true?
Yeah, that was really the first time I'd seen Ono. It was the first year I'd moved to Alta, and so it was before the season actually started. It was Matt and some of the gold miners' daughters' kids. We were up. We had this little jump built over a cat track just right off, right at the bottom of High Boy there. You know, those little switchbacks.
Sure.
There was enough snow to where we had a little kicker built off that, and we were trying some stuff. I think we were trying some misties and D-spins. That was kind of the thing. And I did a double back off it, and I don't think I stuck it, but I came around pretty much to my feet, you know.
Yeah.
Was pretty stoked on that because it was one of the first ones I'd done. And Ono happened to be just hiking up the cat track right there, just getting some exercise. So
that was your introduction to Ono.
Yeah, I didn't really meet him right then, but I think those guys were like, hey, dude, that was Ono right there.
I'm sure he was impressed. What's your fondest memory from childhood skiing, when you first started skiing?
Oh, man. Something that jumps out right away is learning how to do 360s. Matt and I had this little jump on what we called the Palma Hill.
Yeah.
A little bunny slope hill. There was this little jump that always formed right on the side of it, and we'd hit that thing over and over, trying to learn how to do 360s, and you'd come up 270, you know, so many times.
Yeah.
And then finally, I don't know, something just clicks, and you start, you know, following your head or something, coming all the way around, and, you know, finally sticking it, I think was, pretty cool.
And we're talking about a helicopter here.
A helicopter, a 360, a 3.
And now, speaking of Matt, Matt's your brother, and also a great skier. What kind of impact have you guys had on each other as far as skiing goes and competing and mountain biking and stuff?
Oh, man, it's been huge.
Is there a sibling rivalry there?
There's a little bit of a rivalry, but we more feed off each other,
uh-huh.
you know, in a positive way. It's we're not super competitive, especially with each other. You know, we just, we push each other a lot, but it's more just because we want to, you know.
Yep.
I mean, there's definitely been times where one of us has been way more into skiing than the other one, and then all of a sudden, you know, like say Matt's more into skiing and I'm away at college or something, and I come out and ski with him for a while and it gets me back into it and it gets me super stoked, and vice versa. So.
How much money would it take to fight Mike Tyson? What would be your strategy?
I'd try to bite him in the ear, I think.
You try to bite his ear? How much would you fight him for right now? Your present economic state?
$20
$20 And you'd go for his ear.
Yeah, right away.
All right. There you have it, folks. Chris, you've been fortunate to travel around the world a bit. Tell me, what was the craziest thing that ever happened to you abroad? What's one of the most craziest experiences you've ever had while you're traveling?
Man, sometimes just some crazy stuff happens to you. You know, Europe, it's just a little... You know, it's like the U.S., but everything's just a little askew, I guess. And then you go a little deeper into these other countries where it's more askew, and some places are just totally opposite, it seems like, of what you're used to. And Russia was really like that for me. It was just, everything there was just really difficult. You know, just, it's, I mean, from checking into the hotel, you know, to, like, obviously the airport and traveling is going to be a total cluster with all your gear, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, having to kind of bribe cops, you know, just to get them to let you go through, and just, I don't know, there was just a lot of stuff in Russia that was really difficult. It was a really great experience. I loved the time there, and the skiing was awesome.
Yep.
But I just couldn't believe how hard it was just to do some of the things you take for granted.
You know? Really? It made it kind of difficult? You had to, like, bribe just to get through, like, roadblocks and stuff?
Well, you know, they could see you were American, and they assume if you're an American, you've got tons of money. And,
right.
And so they're going to tax you a little bit, but they don't just tax you. They end up scaring you to tax you. You know, they take your passport and then they wait a while, you know, and you're like, what the hell's going on? And come back and they're like, well, there's a problem, you know? And so you get really scared. And by the time they say, well, we could just settle it right here for, you know, $50. You're like, fine, here, there.
Yeah.
Great,
let me out of here.
Why don't you just tell me that at first? I would have.
Wow.
Gladly paid you, so I could be on my way. But.
Those crazy Russians. There you have it, folks. This is Johnny B with Chris Collins for AltaCam.com. Chris, I appreciate your time.
No problem,
Let's go
Johnny.
Skiing, brother.
Let's send it.